The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. All right. So, formally hello and welcome. This moment in time, wherever you are, dear Sangha, makes me happy to see you. The few of you I see on little strip on top of the Zoom room. So for our practice for today, I'd like to invite us in the practice that's been coming up for me, which is the sense of appreciation and radical gratitude for the body, for having a body, for there being a body, for aliveness, for having senses, even if this sense of knowing, this perceiving in this plane of existence of ours, even if it's challenge, even if it's painful, even if it's difficult, but so trying to think how much I want to say instead of just leading you into it, just leading you gradually into it. And I feel like my heart is being called to not be saying so much, but just inviting you into the experiential space, guiding you together, guiding you, taking you there as well as I'm able to, as a guide. So whatever you need for this practice will be shared with you. Whatever arises or does not arise, it's not a problem, it's not a mistake, as long as you have kindness towards it. Even if it's a crowd of sorrows, just be kind. Be kind to yourself, to whatever arises. So without further ado, let's practice together. So, arriving in this seat, arriving in this moment, and opening our senses far and wide, as if you're opening your heart wide to itself. Even if their challenge is present, breaking down the barn door, opening the windows, trusting. Trusting that openness, sunshine in the heart space, especially the sunshine of metta, of care, of kindness, is healing. Opening your senses as you close your eyes, opening your senses. Opening the sensations of the body, your sit bones. Opening every cell of your body if you can. The sensations present. In the air, coolness, warmth. So if your body, so if your senses, all these senses, hearing, feeling, touching, even perhaps seeing as your eyes are closed, just some colors perhaps, or darkness or light. Getting out of your head, not so much in the space of thought and thinking and wondering, but in the world of the senses, this body, this fathom-long body. All the senses, the sensations of the body are not so overwhelming, perhaps, but soothing. Soothing in the way of grounding you, even if the sensations themselves say there's unpleasantness in the back or the neck or somewhere. The fact that these sensations ground you. Tether you. Here. Here, dear heart. Here, dear mind. You're alive. You're here. You're sensing, you're feeling. Not so much thinking about them, but being immersed. As if it's carnival. Can you sense perhaps even just a little bit of the joyousness? The vibrations, the aliveness. The body breathing. Sensing, hearing. As if you're relaxing, the body open, soft. Doesn't take any energy or effort. It's as if you're floating on top of the water. You're floating. All these senses caressing you. Soothing, grounding. Washing over you, opening you up. Or something different, not the usual thought patterns, whatever you usually fall into. No, not today. Let there be space for something else. Who knows what? Doesn't matter, we don't know. It's good that we don't know. The unexpected. The delight. Sensing, feeling, grounded in the body. Joy of the senses. Radical gratitude. For the bounty, this mystery, all these sensations of touch, warmth, heaviness, lightness, tingling, coolness, warmth, light. Hearing. How amazing to have a body, to be embodied. Awakening happens in this long fathom body. Awakening, love, compassion. All of it expressed right here. So get to know. Get to love, appreciate the earthy humanness. Precious impermanence of having this body. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, doesn't matter. Let your heart be nourished. By the stream of knowing this, right here, what's passing through, and we often take for granted. Here, here. There's so much here already. Don't need thoughts, distractions, release them. Let yourself be immersed, the stream that's already here, nourishing. You can fill your heart with abundance, so much here. That may not be here tomorrow. Appreciate. Open up to. Your heart fully drenched in the stream. Of the body perceptions that are here. Grounded, joyful, celebrating, even. Joy nourishes the heart. Let your heart have a party. With the bounty. Sensations, vibrations, the body, your bottom, your hands, your heart, your face, your abdomen, bottom of your feet. Each breath. Pretty awesome. Lots of awe. Pretty awesome. What's here? Even if it's unpleasant. As I'm guiding you, there's plenty of unpleasant sensations in my body, known as pain. And yet, it's delightful. Wow, all these sensations. What a bounty, what a joy to be able to feel and sense. celebrating the body. This vehicle for our life, for our awakening, for our expression in this world. Kindness, compassion, love. Celebrating this body. Even if it's our teacher with pain, challenges, malfunction, disease, celebrating it nevertheless. Not in spite of, but because of all that it offers us. All the goodness, all the challenges. Wow. And can we offer this body? Can we offer this body as a vehicle for goodness to others through our deeds, actions, thoughts, speech? This body as a vehicle. An offering to the life force in service of goodness. In service. Our awakening, others, bringing goodness forth. As much as possible in the world. This impermanent vehicle. This fruit of the earth. Our body offered. Our actions, our kindness. Expressed through thoughts, words, physical actions. You might imagine yourself, if you like, seeing yourself doing what you love. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's caring for others. Maybe it's your passion. Maybe it's arts. Maybe it's meditation. This body offering. Itself wholeheartedly. To the life force. It's not for ours. It's not for us to keep or take with us. It's impermanent. This body has a function to cherish, to appreciate, and to be generous. How else do you express your kindness, your care, your love, your goodwill, other than the acts of this body? In the last minutes of this practice period, let's formally take the time to appreciate, thank this body, this mystery of billions of cells. So many different levels and layers of function, understanding, perception. The cells, synapses, organs. Perceptions, thoughts, etc. All of this, appreciating this body. And this awesome mystery for being my unique vehicle for sensing, feeling, knowing in the world. And for offering, acting, Yes, it ages. Yes, it falls sick. Thank you for all that you do, including the challenges you give me. May I grow, may I appreciate that this body is my vehicle for awakening. To give my gift to others. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, be embodied, feel the glory, the gloriousness of having a body, whatever its shape or form. May our cultivation towards goodness, appreciation, awakening, kindness serve all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So we have a few minutes for reflections. If you wish to offer any reflections, thoughts from this practice, if something came up, an aha moment as a gift to others, something might have opened up or a challenge. Appreciation in chat and private, you are welcome. Thank you. Don, I see your hand, please.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nikki. And the statement of offering our body, I thought it was, that one sort of struck a chord with me. I like that one. And anyway, I thought it was an interesting perspective. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Wait, before you mute yourself, the part I missed hearing, the part that you said resonated with you, did you highlight a particular part? Or
At one point you said to offer our body for, you know, kindness to others or sort of
yes.
Helping others.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for highlighting that. Yeah. It's true. This is our vehicle, right? This is how we speak and act and pick up a phone and call up a friend who's having challenges and take care of ourselves, feed ourselves, all of that. Yeah. Thanks, Don. Richard.
Hi.
Hi.
I just sort of feel like my body's there all the time. I don't have to work to make it appear. You know, I mean, I don't have to like focus instead I just sort of just fall into it. You know, I mean, partly because I often meditate on my back. So I have this sense of just falling and relaxing into it. And as opposed to all of the, you know, look at this part of the body and look at that part of the body and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So would you like me to comment on that? Is that what the question is about?
Just a statement.
Yeah. So, but I would like to comment on that, of course, because what you're saying is like, well, that's what I do, but it's so, yes, Richard, many of us have a tendency of what is easy for us. We've done that and we keep doing that, but that could be limiting. that could be limiting. So this meditation was an invitation. And if you are showing up this morning, actually it's 7 a.m., it's an invitation to not just do the usual, have blinders on. Okay, this is what I always do. This is the path I always go. Could be a lovely path, not to say it's not a wonderful path. Might have lots of flowers, but it's the same path. What if you go down different paths? Wow, different things could open up. Maybe there's a different path to awakening that's actually your body has access to that you have never even imagined just because this is easy and you always do this. And of course, so consider that.
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for bringing that up. Barbara.
Hi. Hi. What came up for me today was an opportunity to appreciate a little pain. I had a routine dental appointment this morning. And routine teeth cleaning. And I said, since I'm here, I got to say that I have sort of an ache in the side of my face and it's been there for weeks. Could you take a look at it? And they looked at it and they go, oh, yeah, your bite is off. Let's just polish it here and do that there. And so I'm like, oh, thank you so much. It was such a gift that I had just this little aching that was informing me.
Nice. I like that. Thanks,
Barbara.
Wasn't
too bad.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. It's interesting. So this appreciation for the pain as a signal, but it's as a way to, oh yeah, this is what's going on. Let's bring attention here. And also in a way, I like to tie it into what I was bringing today in the practice today, which is really shifting, opening up to this possibility of completely shifting the perception about unpleasant sensation or even pain as being bad. I mean, not just finding value in it, in what you're saying, but I'm taking it one level beyond that. I mean, as I was sharing with you and letting you in, as sitting here, I have pain in my body, and yet there can be gratitude, there can be celebration. Like, yes, this, I have a body that senses, that has pain. It's just a celebration for everything in life. Not, mm-hmm. it's, I mean, there's this saying, the great way is easy for those who have no preferences. So it's the great way. It's like, can there be a moment? Maybe not always, but there's no preference. Yeah, this is, wow, sensation, unpleasant sensation. Wow, this is amazing. Feel the sensations here. How amazing to be human and have these sensations too. So I appreciate what you said, and I'm using it as an opportunity to add this on top of it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Barbara. That's lovely. So, dear ones, let's turn towards practicing in small groups. And let's consider small groups actually as an opportunity to express kindness. This is, you've been expressing appreciation, gratitude, this wow, this sense of wonder, as I've been inviting you to experience for yourself. Or this body. Now, what if you express the sense of wonder with two other human beings who are conscious and can speak and act out of kindness? Remember, your body is a vehicle for kindness. Can you show up in the room as a vehicle for kindness? This is practice. Practice for being out in the world with your family, loved ones, strangers, people you have difficulty with, people who get on your nerves. Can you be a vehicle for kindness? Share kindness in these small groups. So the invitation is for you to say just one nugget, whatever you want to share. And if that's silence, you want to share silence and hold kindness, that's fine. The next person will say one nugget. The next person will say one nugget and we'll come back to you. Let's go in reverse alphabetical order. and just say something, offering kindness, not managing the group, not serving as a facilitator, just showing up with your own kindness. Here, this is what I have, my body as a vehicle. And let's see what might arise in this space. Opportunity to share kindness with each other. And maybe the prompt, I'll add one more thing. The prompt is, how do you take joy? How do you take joy in your body being a vehicle in the world for kindness, for service? Okay, so with that, I'm creating the rooms, and all right, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other. Here we go. Welcome back, everyone. We have a couple of minutes, if any reflections that have come up that you would like to share. You can also type them in chat. If you type them to me in person, they'll be private. Sarah.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
So I had a cool image come up during the meditation, and when I shared it in group, people seem to really like it as well. But this image of unwrapping gifts of sensations, like having a sensation come up and like opening it as if it were like this beautifully wrapped present, to be able to fully embrace it and really acknowledge it more completely. A lot of times I'll push things away or kind of half-ass feel them. And this was a good image, really supportive to like feel more fully.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Sarah. That is lovely. This gift that you're unwrapping, this same sense of delight and appreciation and gladness. Oh, this sensation is a gift. That is so cool. So I'm going to ask you, wait, I think you already muted. Where did you go? Raise your hand again so I can ask you to unmute. Oh, there you are. So was this for any sensation or particular sensations, like pleasant, unpleasant? Was there a particular quality to it?
So I was using it a lot of times with emotions disguised as sensations that came up through like my torso. And no, it's for anything. A lot of times, yeah, if some emotion comes up or some feeling and I don't want to feel it, I'm like, eh. But in this meditation, it just presented itself as like, okay, you can fully unwrap this. You can like let it out, let it really take up space.
Beautiful. I am so touched. This is such a beautiful image to not just let it be, but also embrace it, really accept it as a gift. Hey, you are a gift. You're unpleasant Vedan, unpleasant feeling tone, dear emotion, dear sensation. And yet you are a gift. Let me unwrap you and see what your potential is here. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That's so lovely. Oh, that's
Thank
so
you.
Lovely. Makes me happy. Yay. So, dear ones, thank you for bringing your bodies to this practice. Thank you for bringing your heart, your mind, your bodies to practice, aligning your bodies with your intention. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Take good care. See you tomorrow morning for those of you who show up at 7 a.m.